So I got him to hire somebody who was really good on the phone, and he went from making 10,000 a month on the average to making 100,000 a month in 6 months.
Your business's success depends on relationships. Relationships with employees, relationships with customers, and relationships with stakeholders. What do they all have in common? They're all human. Because no matter if your business is B2B or B2C, it's really H2H, human to human. Welcome to the Human Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Ponteau. Each week, I'll bring you stories, insights, and practical advice from experts that you can apply to your growing company and daily life. This week, I'm excited to connect with Sharon Abbott. Sharon has appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show, where she was featured for her innovative concepts on positive communication techniques. She's hosted a business affair radio program in San Francisco and is getting published podcast for 2 years. She was featured as a keynote speaker at the Money Fair, a home-based business trade show, and a multitude of radio and TV programs throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. She is the founder of Elite Leads Business Development, an entrepreneurial educational program which she operated for more than 20 years. She had more than 2,500 clients with a 90% success rate. Her clients experienced an average of 25 to 50% growth in their first year of working with her process. She believes it is an amazing privilege to be able to affect people in a positive manner through public speaking. She has more than 20 years experience working in the corporate environment. Her sales skills led to her more than 6 awards at one of the top 10 of a national team in three of 300 people in a Fortune 500 conglomerate. Her latest venture is launching a kids' school in Belize for high school students at risk in the U.S. Congrats on Elite Leads Business Development, and welcome to the Human Connection Podcast.
Thank you, Carl. I really appreciate it. And more than anything, I appreciate the human connection because that's where business is really done.
Absolutely. So one thing we talked about before recording that I'm really interested in diving more into is you wanted to share the 7 techniques to thrive in any economy and how those relate to human connections. So please tell me more about those.
Now, this is foolproof. I did this during the dot-com bomb in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I did it during the real estate bust. Now, I had an average of 1,000 to 2,500 clients every single month, and that was over a 20-year period. And what I did is I taught people how to spend 35% of their time with personal relationships building their business. And that's why this works so well. Doesn't matter what the economy is. So when I was working with anyone, was a CPA, a banker, a business attorney, a business coach, it didn't matter what business they're in, but predominantly my clients were business to business. So I had a few business to consumer, but very few. So the first thing is always remembering the priority every month is 35% of your time is spent on marketing until you're at the level of business that you're more than satisfied. Not just satisfied I'm getting by, but more than satisfied. Because a lot of people think that, they just decide to start a business and business will just magically come. Well, we know that marketing in advertising like Yellow Pages or anything like that doesn't work anymore. Someone has to see your ad 17 times before they'll even remember it, but then responding to it is another story. Now, for 20 years, I tracked all of my results. I went to a chamber of commerce meeting. It would take me 20 people to get one client. If I went to a professional organization, so like a National Association of Certified Planners, it would get me 10 people before I got one client. If I ended up doing a Power Partner coffee meeting, which was my trademark, I'm sorry, my trademark, that's where you have at least 3 people getting together. You take the business cards that you've collected in the last 30 days, and you swap business cards, and you make a note of who the people are. Like there's this really cool little scanner that's about the size of a paper punch, and you can scan the business cards while you're having coffee, And then on Monday, you call these people that seem to be good potential clients for you. And you say, I was meeting with Carl on Friday for coffee, and I think I can help you with your business. Because Carl's clients are the same. One in five. So what would you rather do? Go to a chamber function, go to an organization, or meet with people who are out there in the trenches and making it happen? So that's one of the easiest ways of getting clients. So imagine that every month you're building your referral business because of this, and you're getting one client for every person you meet and have coffee with every month. At the end of the year, that person has brought you 12 clients. Well, what if you met with 10 people a month? That's 120 new clients every year, just for meeting 10 new people every month. So that's one of the most solid things.
Yeah, so I love that. And the feed froze a little bit, but when you're talking about the one in five from these Power Partner meetings, I want to make sure that people understood that by doing this process of really getting to know people on a personal level and exchanging these cards and getting these warm connections, you go from having to talk to 20 people to get one lead down to 10 people to get one lead down to 5 people to get one lead. And so it makes the most of the 35% of your time you're spending marketing and doing lead generation. Doing these Power Partner meetings is way more effective than just showing up at other networking events and talking to people cold.
Right. And it's not just a lead. That's a closed client.
Yeah.
So one in five closed business. Now, I've had people who, like, there was a man who did private investigation for companies, and he said, well, that won't work for me. And I said, okay, let's do the worst case scenario. Call out of the phone book. And sure enough, he had a number, 1 in 65. So yeah. If he dialed 65 people, he would get one paying client for $5,000. So I got him to hire somebody who was really good on the phone. And he went from making $10,000 a month on the average to making $100,000 a month in 6 months. That's how powerful it is to track what you're doing. So you have the ability to connect with people in the business community. So that's the number one thing. The next thing is being able to go to, we call it the animal circuit, Rotary, Lions, Kiwanis, the Seroptimus Club, and being the speaker. You can't promote your business, but if you come up with a talk, like one of my clients was a payroll company, and I came up with an idea for him to do a talk called Connecting the Dots. Connecting the Dots was all about how you use your business community to build your business. So where do you go in the business community? How do you have coffee with people? You know, how do you set up meetings with people who can refer you business? So his talk, Connecting the Dots, he ended up building his business from 25 clients when I met him to 1,200 clients the first year in business, just by speaking. It was amazing. He ended up being the announcer at 5 different chamber functions, like different chambers of commerce. He just got all in the business community and did so well with it. So you go to a Rotary Club, and there's maybe 30, 40 people at the meeting, and they're all business owners. Out of those 30 or 40 people, you will be able to get, by asking, where else do you know that I could be speaking to business owners because I really want to help people do better business? You will get an average of 3 leads to do more speaking engagements. Out of every speaking engagement you do, you'll get a minimum of 1 new client. So now we've taken you to the point where you're getting an average of 5 clients from referrals from your partner, Power Partners, and getting at least 1 client for every speaking engagement you do. Now, I spoke once a week free at a Rotary, Lions, Kiwanis, something out there. And it was amazing how many people would gravitate to me. So that is a huge way of being able to gain visibility.
Yep. Getting in front of people and being known as an expert in what you do and being helping people see your personality and your style in a one-to-many sort of situation when you're speaking, especially in person, goes a long way to establishing that the know and like parts of know, like, trust, because it's a lot more efficient and you get a chance to really engage with a lot of people at once. So that's number two. And then you said there's seven of these. What are the other five, real quick, to make sure that people are out there? They're interested. Okay. Like, what are all these other, what are all seven, the rest of the five?
Well, what I want people to do is to be able to sit down and outline 10 to 12 articles that would be published in periodicals that relate to your industry. Those seven, eight, well, the articles become the chapters of your book. So when you have competition, if you're the only one with a book, guess who gets the business?
The one with the book.
Absolutely, because everybody assumes that you're better at what you do if you have a book published. And today, independent publishing, it's not self-publishing, it's very important. Independent publishing is very easy to do. And I've guided over 200 people into getting their books published so that they could get more business a lot easier. One of the things that you can do when you have a book is radio interviews. So I had the business show called The Business Affair, and I would interview authors so they get more visibility for their books. And then part of my author program, I had a list of 12,000 radio stations in the United States who actually do interviews with authors. So imagine raising your visibility to that level.
Yeah, I mean, still a lot of people listening to the radio shows on cars and they are like podcasts, that sort of thing. So when it comes to is there any more like one of these seven things that you've been talking about that is kind of like the best starting point or like the easiest to get going, or what's kind of the good like first step for people if they want to start implementing these seven steps?
I believe the easiest and the most productive is the Power Partner coffee meetings. So if you don't know who to have coffee meetings with, go to a chamber function. Every community has a chamber of commerce. They always have mixers. They have events at the chamber office, and you could very easily meet people. There's also almost every chamber has a website with a directory of the members that you can access. So you can just call through the directory and say, I'd love to have coffee with you. I think we kind of have the same clients. Maybe we could share client information and do more business that way.
And what would you say? Yeah, I love the idea of talking to chambers. If you're a local business, the chamber is a great place to start that networking. What would, of the seven, of what would you say is the most difficult or takes the most time to get going?
Probably the radio interviews and getting the book published to do the radio interviews. I did my first book in 5 months, my second book 1 week. I locked myself up in a cabin for a week, wrote the entire book in 40 hours. So part of my author program, I can show people how to write a book in 4 to 6 weeks with 1 hour a day. It is not that hard to do. Everybody thinks it's very complicated and time consuming. It really isn't when you're prepared for it, but that is probably the hardest for most people, more because of how they think about it than actually doing it.
Yeah, I've talked with people that have written books, and there's a lot of getting in your own way that happens when you're trying to organize all your thoughts and your experience onto a page. So we've touched on a number of these seven. Is there a certain order that's best to do these in, or a certain like?
That's a great question. Yeah. But to really thrive, I would love to see everybody do all seven. But if you start with the power partner meetings and you go to chamber functions and you book speaking engagements, and then you get referrals from all of these people, and then what you want to do is to create a method that Wayne Dyer used to call it university on wheels, where while you're driving, you're listening to something that's educational. If you need to improve your sales skills, your speaking skills, your communication skills, you can get audio programs that you can listen to while you're driving. And it made such a huge difference for me. And I was kind of fortunate that I had to drive from Walnut Creek to San Jose, which could be an hour and a half, or it could be 3.5 hours, depending on the traffic. So I had my car packed with all kinds of material. I was always listening to something educational. And if people would just think about how what you listen to today impacts you tomorrow, then the value of listening today is drastically increased.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of time people waste with, like, on phones or apps or kind of scrolling social media that are big opportunities for personal development and growth and learning, because of how so there's so much content out there, but it's a matter of blocking out and prioritizing your time in a way that you spend it in a productive way, rather than just browsing in a non-productive manner.
I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs who even today still listen to podcasts or news talk. And yeah, so you have some information at the end of the day, but it really doesn't do anything to help you improve your business skills. And I would challenge myself to go to 6 events every year where major speakers were. Tommy Hopkins at the time was one of the best known sales training people. I would go to Les Brown because he had this amazing way of being able to connect with people. And by being out around other people who are interested in speakers and what they have to share, you raise the level of the people you're working with. So T. Harv Eker said one day that if you look at your friends, you have 2 friends who do less than you do in business or success, and you have 2 friends who have more success than you do, and that's the average person. So I went home and I kind of cleaned house on my friends. The people that I spent more time with were then the people who were a lot more successful than I was, and they increased my capacity to become more successful because their ideas began to influence me on how I did things. Now, I didn't work any more than 40, 50 hours a week, and the extra 10 was probably from speaking and driving. But you don't have to give up your personal life to be that successful when you do it smart. Use the 7 techniques to be able to get you the level of business referred to you so that you don't have to work so hard being successful.
It makes a lot of sense. And there'll be a link to all the 7 techniques. People can refer back to them in the show notes. What would you say to entrepreneurs? What do you think is like one of the biggest mistakes people make when they're trying to implement these 7 techniques that they could, they just kind of knew it ahead of time would help them save them a lot of trouble?
Don't try to do everything at once. I mean, that's the really hard part. People get distracted. You know, they wake up one day and they think, oh, I'm going to do this. And then the next day they're going to do that. And if you just focus on one thing until you've mastered it, then you add something to what you're doing. And that will help you get to success levels much faster.
I think it ties into that myth that people can multitask or you can do more than one thing at once. And really it's, you can shift your focus between multiple things and do them all less effectively or less well than if you just focused on the one thing and mastered that and did an exceptional job at that, then move on to the next thing when you finish the first one. But trying to juggle too many plates or wear too many hats at once as an entrepreneur is definitely a road to burnout.
And you don't want to develop a reputation of doing everything halfway. You know, so if you master the first thing and then you add the second thing, then when people think of you, they think of you as being a master at that one thing.
Yeah, and it really helps when if you're trying to be top of mind and receive referrals to be known for something specifically and not for this generic stuff, like a master of none sort of thing. Well, thank you so much for connecting with me today, Sharon. If you enjoyed this episode of the Human Connection Podcast, please like, leave a review, and share it. If you'd like to connect with myself or Sharon, check out the links in the show notes. And remember, no matter if your business is B2B or B2C, it's really H2H, human to human. Happy connecting.
Thank you.